Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
गाना ट्रेंडिंग है एंड ये ठक ठक गैंग को ट्रेंड कराना है. वी हैव टू मेक दिस मोडस ऑपरेंडी सो पॉपुलर दैट एवरीबडी इज अवेयर एंड दे कांट कॉन एनी ऑफ अस. नॉट अ सिंगल बैंगलोरियन शुड बी कॉन्ड बिकॉज ऑफ दिस ठक ठक गैंग. In case you're wondering what I'm talking about, firstly, good morning. It's a Monday. Hi, how are you? How was your weekend? What do you do? Are you ready for the week? Well, ready or not, brace yourself. Because I'm going to take you through a conversation I had last week with a guy called Anirudh. So Anirudh had sent me a WhatsApp message on 9880935935. And he said, Disha, I have to tell you about this gang. Let everybody else know so that they don't fall prey like I did. Now, pay attention, turn up the volume. And then we'll take this conversation forward. It's called the Thug Thug Gang.
Yeah, so this happened last week on Thursday when I was coming back from work. So my office is in MG Road.
Okay.
So from there, I take the Cubbon Road to go towards Cunningham Road to pick my wife. So while I was at the Cubbon Road, I saw four guys. You know, it was heavy traffic and, it was vehicles were moving slowly. So I saw four guys walking in the middle of the road. And they were peeping inside the cars and all of that. So I was just wondering, they might be drunk or something. So one of them just came next to my car. And he saw inside and he started banging on the right side of the door, on the back door. And I suddenly turned back and looked at him. I saw him signaling two of the guys in front. I figured out that something wrong here.
This is happening in broad daylight.
No, this happened in the evening, say around 6:30 in the evening. Peak traffic cars.
Peak traffic, but the sun was down basically.
Yes, yes.
Luckily,
the vehicles in front started moving and I was able to take the gap and I was able to escape from these guys. Then I later read about it on, I was just Googling up and I found an article on May 2019 where a similar incident happened in Koramangala, Ejipura signal.
Tell me, is this the modus operandi, Anirudh? Basically, they come, knock on the window, startle you, and by the time you open the window or something, they take your key and they disappear.
No, what they do is, this guy was signaling the other two guys, right? So this guy from the right side will try to distract me.
Okay.
And, I would, probably if at all he starts banging the car, I would probably unlock the car and get out of the car to ask him what it is.
Correct.
By the time these two guys from the left would come down and take my bags or phone, whatever's inside the car, they would take it up and they'll just walk off. And, at that peak traffic, you won't leave your car and go, right?
So
they would also make use of that advantage and, take it up. But I did call the cops. I just crossed by and I called 100.
So and the Bangalore police is aware of this so-called Thug Thug Gang, right?
Yes. So when I told them that, they said, okay, we'll have the nearest police station call you. And I got a call from one of the inspector there and I spoke to him. So he asked me if I'm okay, if the car is okay. I said, yeah, I'm fine. But, these guys may be still there. So
no, this is great information, Anirudh, for a lot of other people. I don't know if somebody else has been a victim of this. It'll be interesting to have a chat on this. And I'll get in touch with Bangalore City Police also to just understand how many such cases and what is the best suggested protocol by the police for civilians. Because you're right, the immediate reaction is if someone's banging, you pull your window down or you might open the window depending on your aggression levels or your... And no. But thank you, Anirudh, for sharing this with us. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Disha.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi. Disha. Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5, Red FM. Bajate Raho.